tonight, old dreams die, and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Hope gives way to joy, and prayer to proclamation.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Our candles illuminate our story. Dawn invades midnight. The light of the world has come.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
And the light is a light for all, igniting a flame within the soul, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God come alive in human flesh, within us, and among us now and always. Our first Christmas carol is number 41, and during the evening you may remain seated while we sing our carols. O God, such love and wonder that with shepherds and wise men and pilgrims unknown, we may come to adore the Holy Child, the promised King. As you came in the stillness of the night, great God, enter our lives this night. Overcome darkness with light, the light of Christ's presence, so that we may see clearly the way to walk, the truth to speak, the life to live for him, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Our hope, our peace, our joy, our love, both this night and forevermore. Amen. sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
Thank you. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among all."
Yeah. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. Calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you. without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Some children see him lily white. The baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair. Some children see him bronzed and brown, the Lord of heaven to earth come down. Some children see him bronzed and brown, with dark and heavy hair. Some children see him bronzed.
Even as those wise men of old came bearing gifts, we have an opportunity in the service this evening to bring our gifts. With your bulletin this evening, there was a special envelope. Three times during the year, we have a special offering, each one of them designated for a particular cause. The Christmas joy offering goes to help those ministers and those church workers throughout the world, that are either receiving inadequate pensions or sometimes have outstanding hospital or other medical bills that cannot be met. Part of the offering goes to that. The other part goes to help those in our ethnic schools providing scholarships. Any money that is just dropped in the offering plate goes to the ongoing ministry of Old South Haven Church. So the two ushers will come forward at this time to receive the offering.
Thank you.
Christmas is the festival of light. Listen to these verses coming from various parts of the New Testament. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus said, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become children of light." Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. So let your light shine that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Howard Thurman wrote these words 4 decades ago. "I will light the candles this Christmas. Candles of joy despite all sadness. Candles of hope where despair keeps watch. Candles of courage where fear is ever present. Candles of peace for tempest-tossed days. Candles of grace to ease heavy burdens. Candles of love to inspire all my living. Candles that will burn all the year long." And so this evening I invite you to receive light from the Christ candle. And then let your light shine, and let our lights shine together as we unite in a litany of Christmas. And then with candles still lit, we will sing Silent Night. Now, one word of instruction: when you receive light, tilt the unlit candle. Do not tilt your lit candle. If you would come forward, and we will receive light, and we will sing one stanza of each of those carols. "It came upon the midnight clear, O little town of Bethlehem, hark the herald angels sing, and away in a manger."
Thank you.
join me in a litany of Christmas. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. The splendor shone around them when the time had fully come.
We were hardened by conflict, but love intervened. We were frightened by shadows, but light took them away. We were haunted by fears, but a child brought us home.
And she laid him in a manger when the time had fully come. Guiding star went before them when the time had fully come.
We were arrogant and angry, but his innocence disarmed us. We were cruel, rude, and clumsy, but his grace made all things new. We were selfish, narrow, greedy, but his joy we had to share.
And they offered him their treasured gifts when the time had fully come. Was flesh among us when the time had fully come. The song of the angels is still, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, then the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace to all humankind, to make music in the heart. Amen.
Thank you.
Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And you're all welcome to a time of celebration, but listen to our two instrumentalists.